Dorothy Jane, the teacher from South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was asked, because of all the announcements I made yesterday about James, the question was posed to me, what would happen if my wife and I reconcile? How difficult would it be? And, you know, I've actually discussed this before. You know, it's something we have to do. In obedience to Christ, we have to do. And if you offer each other grace, it's very doable. Assuming we're obedient to the same Lord. Right now, I'm questioning that. But the other question, kind of different, was what would you be willing to give up? Because obviously, a lot of our habits and things of that nature have changed. And, you know, one of the things I've mentioned is we talked about kind of trivial. I consume a lot of garlic. I tell people I consume my body weight in garlic every 10 years. And I also consume a lot of cocoa. It's gotten ridiculous. I am consuming a pound a month, which is a national average. However, this usually includes the sugar. I'm just eating a pound of cocoa a month. So it's a little bit different. So, you know, the obvious question, would I be willing to give up the garlic and the cocoa to reconcile with my wife? Beyond question. Dorothy Jane, I love you.